Great to have your company on this Wednesday morning on the Big Sports Breakfast. TK and Laws all the way up until 9 o'clock. Well done to the Socceroos last night with that thumping victory against Chinese Taipei. All baby steps on the way to the qualification for the World Cup. We'll chat with Robbie Slater regarding that. We've already taken you to the United States of America. We've got Dean Ritchie coming up in just a few moments on all things rugby league. And Kevin Lish will be one of our special guests at about 7:40. Had a great start, the Sydney Kings, to the NBL season with two games for two wins. And then Wade Graham, our special guest, just after 8 o'clock. But it's time to say a big good morning to Dean Ritchie from the Daily Telegraph.
Yeah, good morning, TK. Good morning, Loz. Season's over, but it never really ends, does it? I always say this. As a sports journalist or rugby league journalist, it just keeps going. The only thing that changes in the off-season, there's just not a game on Sunday. Well, that's about it.
We had the PM's 13 in Fiji, which I know you attended. We've got Wade Graham coming up after 8 o'clock from the Australian Nine. So it's going to be Friday and Saturday at Bankwest Stadium. So 12 nations involved. So you're right. It just keeps on keeping on.
We've got test matches against Tonga and New Zealand, TK. The Great Britain Lions are coming out for the first time in many, many years. Strange they're not playing Australia, but they've got Tonga, New Zealand and PNG. So that'll be a great series for the Lions. So look, this rugby league will keep going through to probably mid, late November, I think. So if you love your footy, it ain't going away just yet.
Well, we love the rugby league and we love watching it being played. I'm just wondering what type of crowd they'll get out there for the Nines this weekend before the test matches kick off.
Yeah, there's 2 days, Loz. It's Friday night and Saturday. Look, you know, they were hoping for sellouts for both days. I don't think they're going to get sellouts. You know, I think if they got 25, 30-odd thousand both days, I mean, you've got 12 nations, so you're going to have, you know, people from those nations turn up. There'd be a lot of Tongans turn up and Samoa and Kiwis and obviously, you know, Australians. Right. And so I think if they got 25, 30,000, this is the first time we've had World Nine since 96, 97 in Super League. You're in Fiji. I was there covering that, actually, many, many years ago. So, look, it's a dip-your-toe-in-the-water moment. Mal's very keen in it. He's already said, look, if it works, he would like to see it become similar to the Rugby Union Sevens, where it could be taken around the world and played in countries that enjoy rugby union, just a different version.
Yeah, it's an ambitious plan, isn't it? So good luck to everybody at Bankwest Stadium. I mentioned we'll chat with Wade Graham after 8 o'clock. We'll find out exactly how many training sessions they'll have, how serious they're all contending. When you're playing, you want to win, there's no doubt. And it's going to be 12 nations, 3 groups, 2 9-minute halves, only 5 tackles, and I think it's golden try and not golden point. 13:53:53, taking your calls on this Wednesday edition of the Big Sports Breakfast. There's also the off-field issues, unfortunately, mate, in this barley brawl with Nelson Asofa Solomona. The past 2 days at least, he's been quizzed by the Melbourne Storm officials regarding the incident, also quizzed with the National Rugby League Integrity Unit. Just how quickly can we get a finding from them?
It's an interesting one, TK, because the NRL is throwing every resource into the Nines, and I'm just thinking that if they bring down a decision before the weekend or before Friday, it could sap a lot of energy out of the Nines. So whether they strategically hold it back a couple of days, I don't know. Wouldn't be wise in my eyes.
No.
Look, he's looking at a 2-test ban. We just mentioned New Zealand
tests. From everything I've read and heard, usually there's two sides to a story. We've only heard the one side at this particular point in time. And you're a journalist. You would have been digging for information, as a lot of other people have been doing. If what we're reading is right and correct, I can't believe he's getting 2 weeks, 2 games.
Laurie, I think he's got to get something. And look, Nelson Asofa Solomona, I think it's been fascinating how the rank and file have really stepped in behind him. It's the great Australian way. You stick up for your mates, and it's become a real support base for the big Melbourne prop, because every bloke out there is going, you know what, this is what we do in Australia. We go out for a beer, and if something happens, we stick up for them. My concern was, though, that if he connected with one of those punches and it landed flush and the bloke hits his head on the gutter, he dies.
Yeah, but the bloke's standing there with a bottle.
I know that, Loz.
If you feel threatened...
I'm not saying that, Laurie. You're not listening to me. I'm saying that...
So you want him fined. You want him stood down for standing up for his mate.
Could have gone to prison for 5 years if he knocked someone out and killed
him. No, he wouldn't have done. Because he felt threatened. Different if...
So you're saying if he hit...
No, if you're standing there and someone's got a bottle in their hand and they've smacked the bloke beforehand, King hit him and used a bottle... and you front him again and you see him standing there with a bottle, you're not thinking, well, this bloke's going to do it to me.
So you think you should get nothing?
100%. If what I'm hearing happened, I've got no doubt he should be cheered.
I'm all for mateship, Laurie. That's the era that we grew up in.
He should be cheered. If someone's got a bottle and they hit their mate or punches their mate and then he's got a bottle and he's ready to come at you again, please. The world's going crazy if that's the case.
You
cannot tell me if you're in that scenario,
of course,
you wouldn't
Laurie,
do the same.
All I'm saying is, if he hits him, he could have killed him. And is it a good look for rugby league?
I'm not condoning violence, but I reckon when that situation happens...
I don't think it should be severe, but I think something has to be done. I don't know why they go to Bali in the first place. They've got tons of dough, these blokes. They go to these...
Well, can I put this scenario to you? Can I put this scenario to you? You're out. You see someone... hit a girl.
I go in.
But so then do you get
but
fined?
But do I expect I expect ramifications? Right. I probably do.
And I'll accept those. Mate, you're a bigger coward if you walk away. If I saw someone hitting a girl, of course I'd go to their defence.
Yeah. I know, Laurie, but you're not listening to me.
You'd be a coward if you walked away.
I just said
and
I would
can't.
Go in.
No,
but
Dino,
I'm saying to Dino, you, Dino. I would go in. But would you expect ramifications?
No, I wouldn't.
So you'd expect nothing to be said if you
knocked
someone out?
Mate, if I went
like
to support of someone, I wouldn't expect to be in trouble.
I would.
I'd
stand by what I did.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't regret it one iota, but I would also expect
mad. The world's going mad in my
to happen
in my
to me.
The world's going mad.
Yeah. And then the other one is the poor old New Zealand rugby league. They pay the cost.
Again.
It was a Melbourne Storm end of season trip. It was all the Melbourne Storm players. And guess what? The Melbourne Storm look like they'll get off scot-free. And poor old New Zealand will pay the cost as far as that. So we'll move on from there because this Ryan Madison story, it's sort of got... plenty of oxygen, hasn't it, mate? Because the West Tigers, you know, the story goes, just the quick background, not happy with the contract, was probably arguably their best player throughout this season as well. Ryan Madison is on the move. He's allowed to be on the move.
I think he's allowed to be on the move. Yeah. The Tigers aren't happy.
No.
In fact, they're filthy at him. Mm. Let's be honest. I don't think even if he wanted to stay now that the playing group would want him there. He's on 750 for 2 years.
Why wouldn't you play hardball?
I think the reason
he's still got 2 years to go.
Yeah, the Tigers, I'd play a bit of hardball,
yeah,
sure.
He's still, but he's got Madalino, Reynolds,
yeah,
Packer, and one more, top metacuff.
Yeah, but haven't they been retired?
Already in reserve grade. So
yeah, but
he wants
to get rid of those ones. He doesn't. Yeah, you wouldn't think he wants to get rid of Ryan Madison.
No, he doesn't. But the point I'm making is, does he want... he's already got $2 million down there. Does he want $3 million down there? Mm. It's not going to work.
No.
Look, Para, Canterbury... Newcastle, Cronulla, Gold Coast, Melbourne Dragons, all monitoring the situation. The West Tigers do, though, from what I understand, want some form of compensation, whether that be financial or a player swap. So I think that's where you'll find that they'll play hardball. But I just don't think the Tigers would want him back, playing group-wise, even if he wanted to stay now.
Yeah. The Raiders, a sensational year. Obviously, with that, players get... high profiles, and when they're coming off contract, they demand more money. Kotrick, Jack Whiten are off contract at the end of next year.
Correct.
There was some discussion that Whiten's knocked back the initial offer. You can't see them going anywhere, can you?
I can't, Loz. I think Kotrick's more likely to sign before Whiten. I think you'll find Kotrick will definitely stay. Whiten's a work in progress. I think more... he just wants to feel his way on the open market from November 1. I don't think he wants to go anywhere. But, look, you never know, TK.
Feel a bit of love.
If someone comes in with...
give him a big cuddle. Give him something.
Oh, they won't be losing those two players.
I don't want them to go. You know, they're the kind of blokes you want to stay in Canberra.
You've got the green shirt on, too.
I do.
Got a bit of love for Canberra.
I do at the moment.
And they love for me this morning.
Oh, well, you got a blue shirt on. That's Roosters.
Love steering you.
Listen, while I'm here too, guys, Sonny Bill Williams, I've mentioned it before, Now, the Toronto Wolfpack coach, Brian McDermott, has confirmed that Sonny Bill is interested in going there. So, look, it'd take a lot of cash, but they want a marquee-style player in the David Beckham mould for that jump into Super League.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, I don't think it'll happen, but certainly in terms of them approaching Sonny Bill, that has happened.
Who pays for all this?
They've got a couple of benefactors over
there.
They
must have a big benefactor.
Well, they paid Ricky Latelli 800. So if you pay Ricky Latelli 800, what's Sonny Bill worth? And look, to be honest, for them to go into Super League, he would be an amazing draw card if you paid him big money. It could set the club up for many years in terms of
sponsorship. Well, speaking about Super League, it looks like the Bulldogs maybe are cottoned on, mate. You've got a little bit of a yarn here as well. I mean, Canberra's had that initial success. They tell me it was Peter Mulholland who first thought about targeting the Pommies directly over there. And, of course, the Pommies have been the big success story, haven't they, for the Canberra Raiders. When you think about that, Andrew Hill from the Bulldogs may be on the march over there to the UK and searching out a couple of Pommy forwards. Now, I don't really follow the UK Super League, I've got to be honest. So how much more talent is left over there?
Yeah, there's a lot from what you hear from clubs, TK. It's really becoming an area now they're focusing on. They've sort of gone through the Pacific and picked out everyone they can in this era. The two props are from St. Helens, TK, Luke Thompson, Alex Walmsley. They're both in the Great Britain Lions team. They both played in the St. Helens grand final winning team last weekend. Thompson, I think, was man of the match. So certainly there's a James Graham path that's been trodden at Belmore before. But it'll be interesting to see just how many clubs now follow the Raiders' lead and head over there. Is it good for NRL? Yes. Is it good for Super League? We want them to be strong. Probably not, because we're really diluting the pool.
But it's good for international football.
Correct.
If they come out here and they get their opportunity to play in the NRL and learn to be consistent week in, week out. How much money have the Dogs got to spend? And will Latrell Mitchell, do you think, will move on from the Roosters? Because there's some reports going around that they will have to release a player.
Yeah, first question.
That's not for next year, though, is it?
No.
It's for the year, maybe
correct.
After.
Yeah, but they're saying that they will have to release a player for next year.
How does that work, Loz? Because Cooper Cronk, on $1 million, you know, he goes. I mean, that's beautiful breathing space, isn't it?
Absolutely.
But they've got to obviously extend and upgrade, and you've also got players that would have triggers in their contract that if they win a competition, they get an extra bonus.
We'll stay for less at a winning club.
You're cynical.
No.
He's cynical.
He is very cynical. First question, Loz. Bulldogs got plenty of coin, millions. So they are ready to have a fair dinkum crack at a marquee player. Yeah. So don't think that they'll be outbid for anyone.
Well, they're in the market, and having a good chat with Andrew Hill, they're in the market for high-profile players.
Correct.
Right? If they can get hold of them. Then they don't want to pay silly money, but they're in the market. They'll have discussions with high-profile players coming off contract.
When you go over on a mission like this, if you miss out on your target, do you have to bring someone
home? It becomes a junket.
Do you have to bring someone home? Does you have to make a rush signing?
You bring home some bloke from Hunslet. There you go, boys. He'll do.
That's what I was thinking.
Dewsbury.
He's a very good player.
Just quickly, guys. Friend, Warrior Hargreaves, Taki Aho, Mitchell Manu and Morris. They're the Roosters off after next year. So all those blokes can be targeted from November 1. I'm hearing Joey Manu will re-sign soon, so we're not sure where that leaves Latrell Mitchell at this point.
There's one story I find really, really hard to believe. I understand how it unfolds. We discussed it earlier, myself and Loz, but Ryan James, who, he had the Welcome to Country at the Rugby League Grand Final. He was doing a magnificent job. He's a good advertisement for the game, Ryan James, and he just forgot his lines at the very, very end.
Which has happened to everyone at some particular point in time.
Don't worry.
It happens to me regularly on this program.
It's happened to everyone. And now the Gold Coast Titans, a major sponsor, is using that as an excuse to get out of their contract with the Gold Coast Titans. I don't think Ryan James brought himself into disrepute the Gold Coast Titans or anybody else with just forgetting his lines as far as the Welcome to Country on Grand Final Day.
TFH Constructions are the company, TK. Their director, Brett Thomas, says It was an embarrassing performance from Ryan James.
No, it wasn't.
Offensive and weighed heavily on this decision. You know what? That is a terrible, horrible thing to say to a bloke who's already feeling shattered and gutted. If you don't want to sponsor the Titans,
just say,
we don't want to be involved in this brand anymore. We're getting out. But don't throw him under the bus. No. Poor form.
I reckon that's terrible. I mean, Ryan James is a lovely fellow. He's out there. Yes, he forgot his line.
He got cheered on the night.
Yeah, well, he'd be more embarrassed than anyone, Doggy. But to say that, that's just an excuse to get out of your contract.
It's an excuse.
Like, that's just an excuse. And you're right. He should have just said, look, I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't want to have anything to do with the Titans, but to use that
as a reason. I'm not throwing Ryan under the bus.
No. You wouldn't meet a better bloke than Ryan James.
Mate, I'm telling
you. On and off the field. It's a poor excuse. Does a lot of work in the Indigenous community.
It's a poor excuse to get out of a contract. So I feel for him. I felt for him on the night, but that's, just brings up bad memories again. Oh,
can you imagine how he's feeling
now? Before, the crowd literally cheered him. No one booed or anything like that. No. It was just, everyone thought, you know what, we all feel for you. You poor bugger.
He stuffed up and put his hand up.
Correct.
I can't do it.
Correct.
Good on you, Bulldog. Always good to chat.
Thank you.